Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The ruins of Bonamargi Friary perch against the skyline on the County Antrim coast, between Ballycastle and Fair Head. Here, in the corner of the quiet cemetery, lie the graves of some of the men who perished at sea while serving on HMS Vicknor. The Royal Navy cruiser was last contacted on the 13th of January 1915, during stormy weather, near Tory Island in Donegal. Catherine Switzer has written about war memorials in Ulster.
In mid-January 1915, bodies began to be washed ashore across the north coast of Ireland and even as far as some of the Scottish islands. Initially, the authorities didn't know which ship the bodies had belonged to. They were obviously sailors, but they couldn't say which ship they had been serving on, until one body, Private Griffin of the Royal Marine Light Infantry, was identified by a name tag still attached to his trousers. From that, the authorities then were able to identify further bodies because they matched the details of men who had been serving on HMS Vicknor. It had 295 men on board, and it was last heard of on the 13th of January 1915. After that, it disappeared.
The Secretary of the Admiralty regrets to announce that the armed merchant vessel HMS Vicknor, which has been missing for some days, must now be accepted as lost with all officers and men. The cause of her loss is uncertain, but as some bodies and wreckage have been washed ashore off the coast of Ireland, it is presumed that during the recent bad weather, she either foundered or, being carried off her course, struck a mine in the seas where Germans are known to have laid them.
The bodies and wreckage of the Vicknor were washed up along the shore over quite a large area, from County Londonderry, North Antrim, round the coast even as far as Belfast Lough, where one was picked up and buried at Bangor.
The Northern Constitution, June the 5th, 1915. The loss of HMS Vicknor. A fisherman residing at Ballantoy Domain stated that on Friday evening last, he was at White Park Bay between 6 and 7 o'clock. Amongst the seaweed, he noticed an object which, on examination, he found to be a human skeleton. Dr. Joseph Dunlop, medical officer of the Crowth Dispensary District, concluded that this skeleton probably belonged to one of the crew of the HMS Vicknor, and that the cause of death may have been the same as that of other members of the crew, who he had previously examined, and he believed came to their death from asphyxia caused by drowning.
When the bodies were washed up, there was an inquest, so they were examined to check if there was any identifying marks like tattoos or any names or numbers in their clothes that might indicate who they were. And once that had been done, the bodies were buried locally.
It was quite compatible with the appearance of the body that it may have been in the water for about 4 months. The remains were accorded a very respectable burial and laid to rest after a long endurance of the ocean's fury in the quiet burial ground of Ballantoy, where others of the deceased comrades also lie.
I'm standing at the moment in the grounds of Bonamargi Friary, where the graves of some of the men who died aboard HMS Vicknor are buried. There are 11 war graves here, although two of them are double graves. The headstones which we see here are exactly the same design as the headstones in France, which are visited by thousands of people every year, but in this quiet corner, these men are commemorated in exactly the same way. In the immediate post-war years, the people of Ballycastle wanted to mark the deaths of the men who had been washed ashore here, and so they got permission to erect a Celtic Cross memorial alongside the graves in the cemetery here. And the cross still stands there today. It's 8-9 feet high. It has an anchor on it, a harp, shamrocks, and an inscription by the people of Ballycastle to the memory of James Griffin, 4 seamen and 1 stoker, unidentified from HMS Vicknor, who gave their lives in defence of the Empire in the Great War, and whose bodies were cast ashore on this coast and are interred here.
Bonamargi Friary, near Ballycastle. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.